Matim Masakim. So last week we saw the Nakuda Ikris of the Amuna that was implanted in Klal Yisrael, Avraham Avinu, that we're Maminim B'nei Maminim. The Nakuda Ikris in the Mehemin Vashem V'Yachshav Eloi Tzedaka is not just the Amuna that we believe in, abstract state of mind. It's the Amuna where the Metzias of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where Dvar Hashem becomes a reality, becomes a firm, constant, something that the Maimon could be anchor himself in. The Hainu. If we saw that Emunah in his definition is something that's me'al the Seichel, that's beyond the Chushim and the Seichel and the perception of the Mensch. So the Ikar Nekudah of Emunah is when Dvar Hashem Be'etzem in a certain way clashes, in a certain way is frictioned with what? My perception, my Havana, my Asoga. In the case of Avraham Avinu, Api Teva, Api Mazolus, he couldn't have without Shai from the children. So when Dvar Hashem and Metzias of HaKadosh Baruch, when Hashem's reality becomes my reality, when Hashem's reality becomes the Maimon's reality, in a Oifin, that it's a chelik of his Oilam HaProti, it becomes as if it's his own Asaga. That's the Nekudah of Emunah. As I mentioned, last week we spoke it, we said we brought the Baf Nali Shor, we bought from other places. Rabbi Ruach HaMamish says this Nekudah in the beginning of Parashas Noach. He talks about Lagabi Chazal. Chazal say that Noach, on the Posek, Vayovi Noach ala Teva v'ni mei ha-mabel. Chazal say that Loshen Rashi. Af Noach miktani amono yemaimin veinu maimin. Very interesting loshen. Noach was a maimin veinu maimin. Sheyobi amabav loy nichlas v'teivat shadochu amayim. So Baruchman read the kitzur part of it. Monoshok. He believes. He doesn't believe. What's made maimin veinu maimin? What's made maimin veinu maimin? So Mamash on the kud. The zok there. Shtei do. Dargis dargis hein b'midas emunah. Maimin mean doesn't mean you believe, you don't believe. That's how it's not what the moon is. It's not what the moon is. Chazal talking about the moon, it doesn't mean. Avadimah. But it means this nekudah, how much the moon and Hashem becomes reality by me. I think we mentioned this. Last week, there was a Lashon Chazal in one place. Moon means kilu dvar Hashem asuya. It's already done. It's already finished, as if it was done already. Rabbi Ruchem doesn't bring that nusach here. His nusach over here is he brings Malatum Kelm. So what Hashem said is already in my pocket. It's already in my pocket and it's safe. It's munach b'kufsa. Malcolm Kelm brings a marshal. He says, you'll lend a good friend. You'll lend him $100, $500. What if he asks you for $1 million loan? You'll lend. You're stomping with soup. So Malcolm Kelm, you trust him, you don't trust him. You believe him, you think he's a liar. I mean, you trust the same guy. For $500, you're going to trust him. So now all of a sudden he became a liar for $1 million. That's my mind. That's my mind. The answer is, because he's a very, but it's not munach b'kufsa. What he promises is not that by you, kilo, it's munach b'kufsa. And for $1 million, you're not going to give him $1 million. Unless it's by munach b'kufsa. So he says that was Chazal's Bikuris and Noach. There was a Madrega and the Ikar Nekudah of Emunah that we're talking about in it becoming a reality. That Hashem said the Mabul is going to come. It wasn't already. It was a done deal. It wasn't a done deal by Noach. And then he brings Mamash Avraham Avinu. It's Avraham Avinu Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch on this Nekudah. Al Vehem and Bashem Ba'amra Kosev Eshavel Lo Itztoka like Rashi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Choshev Al Avraham Luschutz Ul Itztoka Al Emunah Shehem in Baruch. Harbi hoyu asher nosnu emunosim ba'ashem. Avol Avraham emunosu hoysa ke'inyin hamunach b'kufsa betuch. What Avraham Kelm was talking about. That was the nekud of Avraham Avinu. How much we spoke about. Halo yuroya b'tzdagni shaloi, shebe'mazloi, eini osid l'hamed ben, v'hu loy maharer klum. And that was the gavus. Believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of course. Hashem said, no. It was by his leave. It was a reality. He was anchored in the metzias of I'm going to have a child. There's nothing more to talk about. He didn't have a hearer. Vehemin b'Hashem, botach sheyase ma sheyoymer b'li sofik, afo pi sheyodover nimnoi rocha kegel etzateva, זהו המונח של כמונח בקופס הבטוח, אבל היא סיבה עשה. זה נקודה we spoke out last week. That is the נקודה. This is the אמונה that we're talking about, and this is the אמונה Klai Yisrael has to grow in. This is what the Bali Musar, it's already in the Ramchal. The Musar said, that's the basic idea, that you could see that it's more in the Pasuk that we say every day in Aleinu. וידעת היום, והשבו ישראל לבבך, כי השם הוא אליקים, שמיים ממעל, וארץ מתוך אז אינו עד. וידעת היום, that's the first level, ידעת היום. You could say that כמעט, the ideas היום is כמעט accessible by most Yidden, כמעט any Yid. We have the garment of Amunah we have by us. Oh, but the tzivi is v'ashivu yisrael avecha. That's what we're talking about. This idea we talk about anchoring ourselves in Amunah is, the question is to become a reality of our heart. My heart and your heart, we live in our own worlds. When we want to get on a certain flight and a certain day, we want to get on that flight, and Abayin Azman plans our heart totally on that. And we get pushed off for a day. Yeah, we believe in Hashem, beautiful. We believe and we learn, Kol Kol Ma'adav Rav Matav Tav Yavav. Oh, but Vashivu Yisrael Avecha. Vashivu Yisrael, are you anchored in that Metzias? Are you anchored in the Metzias? This is what we're talking about. This is what we spoke about last week. This is what you see, Kvibir Rabbi Yisrael Maral, is the Ikon Akud of Avecha. That was step one. Step two, and this is the Chelik Avodah. Step two, is that we saw. That the ability, this sugi of Yadata Yoyin Vashevo Yisrael Avecha, for the Amunah to flourish, for the Amunah to become a Metzias Chaya by me, Kinira, the Nekuda, the deciding factor is going to be how much you're a Noitel and how much you're a Noisen. In other words, how much are you a Nish Chesed or how much you are a Noichis, the person. We saw the whole Zman, we've been seeing that there's two types of people. Halavai, there would be two types of people. Unfortunately, it's more like 80% to 20. Most people in the world, they live without paying so much attention. They live trapped in their own anoichis. They live in their self-centered world. We're not talking about the big balagaivas. We're not talking about the big, majorly selfish majors. We're talking about a regular person. You don't realize that a regular person is self-absorbed. And the Rebbe's nusach is that person, he doesn't realize his shutters, his trisim are closed. He's not living with other people's feelings. He's not people with other people's thoughts. He's not living with anything outside of him, including HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This person, in the avoid, again, which is the ikr, nekuda v'mona, the ikr. Everyone's a maimon. That's maimon. You believe? Of course you believe. No, the ikr, nekuda v'mona, which is that the Metzias of Dvar Hashem, which again, every time we're talking about Amunah, is something that I don't, it's not my perception. It's my perception. If it's my Avonah, that's not Amunah. It's something that doesn't live by me. It's something that it's something only because Hashem said. To learn in Koyal for 20 years, and then 20 years, it's easy. Come back home this morning, I'm telling your parents, tell you, you learn in Koyal 20 years. It doesn't go. In their Asoga, it doesn't go in your Asoga. It might go in your wife's Asoga. It's what we're talking about. It's not your asoka. Being able to flourish v'yadata yoyim v'shevoi salavech is not possible if a person snuffs out the entire world keseder, and not because he's trying to do it, because he's not in tune. This is what I want to be marchiv on tonight. This nekuda that we're makasher emuna and the ability to develop emuna to the nekuda of chesed. I want to see it shown in another place in Chazal. Chazal, in a few places, they're maimed zel mozel. They talk about the emuna of tzaddikim and Klal Yisrael. They compare and contrast the emuna of Klal Yisrael to the emuna of goyim. Chazal specifically compared and contrast the emuna of Yaakov Avinu to Parah. The goyim also had, even Ari and Azeh there are, but for sure there was a time that all the goyim were oivdei avodah zarah. They were oivdei kachovim. They were very religious. They believed. They davened, whatever. They prayed and they worshipped. Chazal say there's a big difference. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. I'm meaning from Medrash Rabbah. It's in a few places. I'm meaning from Veitzei Parsha Samachtes. Harishoyim miskaimim al Eloi heihem. Uparoi choyleim behine oimin al yor. Kayadua, the Getchka, the god of Homitzrayim Paroi, was the yor, was the needles. The Pasuk says, and every word in the Torah is meduyik, the Pasuk introduces Rezeven Pari as he's standing on top of the Yar. What do you mean, Al HaYar? He's only standing higher than Yar. Aval HaTzadikim Elokeihem Miskayim Aleihem Shenemar, by the Yaakov, by the Chaloyim, V'hine Hashem Nitzov Olov V'yoymer Ni Hashem Elokei Avraham. The Medrash over here is going, Nitzav Olav doesn't mean Hashem was standing on the Sula. Hashem was standing on Yaakov Avinu. He was standing Nitzav Olav on top of Yaakov Avinu. Here Rabbeinu Bechai brings, Hashem the Medrash, Hashem Chazal, that this was the point where Yaakov became a Makov L'Shechina. Nitzav Olav means, like a chariot carries Hashem, carries its rider, Yaakov Avinu became a Mokoim Amido for Hashem. What does Chazal want over here? What are they trying to tell us? Ari stands on top of God, he's on top, and Yaakov's on the bottom. What do they want here? The more ridiculous here. Chazal are saying, there's a Shino Yachas, how the Maimon, we'll call it the Maimon, the Muna of the Goyim, Pari was one of the Roshim of the Goyim, Roshim of Mitzrayim. And Agav Pari was the Roshim of all Kofer. He was the first Pasuk. First person that the Pasuk says led me was Koyfer. Mi Hashem Asheshma B'Koyli. Parius had Emunah in the Milus. But we're going to see the difference in his Emunah and his Yachas and the Emunah of Chayas. What's the difference? Who's here and who's there? Zok the Pasuk, Zok the Medrash. Parui, he's in the middle. He's in the center. He's in the top of the pyramid. His God, his Getchke, is underneath him. What does that mean? It means like this. Paroi is the Roish of the Goyim that are totally self-absorbed. I know the Goyim is self-absorbed. It's the Furish Gemara, Sugya Rucha. In Baba Basra Daf Yud Amabez, the Gemara in Baba Basra Daf Yud Amabez brings the Pasuk, Stoko Teroim Ein Goy V'chesed Le'umim Chatas. It's another Gemara that appears like a trash. Stoka kerem goy ze klal Yisrael v'chesed u'mchaka ze oiv deka kovim. Here it's in the sugi of chesed. Here the Pasuk is comparing and contrasting how klal Yisrael does chesed and the goy do chesed. Goy also do chesed. Not as much, but you'll find. They say Bill Gates, Warren Buffett, they give some money. Look at, they give some money to charity, a lot of money. I don't know what percentage of their income is, they give money. Goy do chesed. Zok the Gemara, when a Yid does chesed, it changes him, it builds him. When a Goy does chesed, le'umim chatos, it's a chait. There are four or five pshatim in the Gemara, the tzal ha-shovah shebekulim is, when a Goy does chesed, it's always with an ulterior motive. There's no such thing as a Goy doing chesed, because he just sees there's another person out there who needs him. There's no such thing as Omar says. Either they're coming to be Mizgadel, Mechare, who upshot them over there? Zok Tigmor, that's my notion. If a guy gives staka and it doesn't work out, he's going to be Kur Tager. That Getchka's finished. Forget about it. It didn't work this time. Zok Tigmor, show over there. Klal Yisrael's Gulimli Chasodin. They have a tune of Chesed. Agab, where do we get from my mom, Avinu? A goy is not like that. Get back into a goy. A goy, his connection to his God is exactly like this. He realizes this Elikim, or him, you could call it, it has koiches. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them koiches. But it's like a cash machine. It's like a cash machine. You call it when you need it. When you need a shidduch, you call the guy, you call the getchka. When your kid is sick, you call the getchka. When the plane is losing altitude, you call, it's good. Oh, but I should bring in, when the Getchka says something to me, wants to change my life, I should, when it goes against my Havana, all of a sudden, the Shidduch that I didn't want, it didn't work out. That's no place. He's in the middle. His Ani is in the middle, is on top. He doesn't see himself as a prat. He sees himself as the absolute Metzias, the Goy. He is self-centered. He needs... And it's exactly the way he does Chesed. We spoke about the beginning of the Zman. Goyim do Chesed like we spoke about the Zman. Goyim have kindness. It makes sense a lot of times of Goyim to do Chesed. First of all, PR. It's good. They'll write in the papers that Bill Gates gave a lot of money. That's Alvin Beis. The feet's also a certain muscle that a person likes to do kind things, kabayachal. But again, to do chesed with another person on their terms, you'll never find by a normal guy. You'll never find by a normal guy who'll give $10 million to organization. They say, okay, they're doing, the way to do chesed is exactly, totally different than you think. But you're giving them the money and they say, do whatever you want. On your terms, no, on my terms. That's his relationship with his God. How does he see his Elohim? He's getting back to us. And this why the others with others. Elikeim oim demaleim. When they wake up in the morning, they say, Moida ani lefanech. It's not I'm absolute and I have to come on to Elohim. Yaakov Avinu saw himself as a display case. Because I'll say in this passage, Zoyim demaleim, always heini in a makavah. What's a makavah? A makavah is a chariot. Chariot, it's not even the horses, it's the chariot itself. What is a chariot? Can you define? What does it do? What does it do in the world? It holds its rider. That's what it does. That's all it does. It holds its rider. A yid sees himself, a maimon sees himself as a prat. A chelek, maybe we'll get back to him, but a chelek elikaima. What does a chelek mean? A chelek, before you start, is a fragment. It's a part. It's a part. He doesn't live in a self-centered world. He realizes that there's a whole welt of Yenim, and the first part of that Yenim is the Eibishter's welt. He realizes right away he is a prat. He's only here in as much as he facilitates HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and as much as he could shtel tzur HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The world doesn't start for me. I'm in here as much as I could Moida ani lefanecha, as much as I could fit into Hashem's world. That's feed as opposed to a guy. Let's now look at the famous words of the Ramban. Ramban and Achri Mois, he's going on a tangent, but he talks about Aristotle. Famous line, a few lines of Ramban. He doesn't say his name, but he's talking about Aristotle. How you do Aristotle was the Chochmei HaGoyim. Ramban, one place writes, he was one Madriga, lower than everyone. And Ramban says harsh, because, but like every single words of Chachomim, every single word of Bediktuk, he describes his Hagdar of Aristotle. Listen. לא יוכל לפרש כי היינו צריכים לחסר עם פי המשחקים בטבע המשוכים אחרי היווני אשר היכחיש כל דובר זו לא סי המורגש לי first thing Aristotle's shita was he denied he was kaifer in anything that his senses couldn't fit into what we're talking about the past two Adam anything that wasn't a reality in his five senses didn't exist by Aristotle. V'hig is daite, and this is the word I want. Now he says, what's the shirish of it? V'hig is daite, loshen of gaiva. V'hig is daite, lachshoiv hu v'talmidiv arushoyim. Ki kol inyin shloi hisig elav hu b'svayrosoi einenu emes. If his chushim and his brain can't detect and can't make sense of it, it doesn't exist. These are the goyim. I mean, obviously, Aristotle was extreme. He was kitzoini. Anything that he couldn't understand and anything couldn't fit in his perception and his olam haprati didn't exist. This is the roish koyfrim. We have to be on the other side. We have to be the roish hanoich rabbis of achoves ani. The roish hamaminim of Rom Avinu stands on the other side. He was the opposite of he desired. If you want to not be like Aristotle, which means you want to be able to make room by you for something that's not morgish l'cha, something that's not move on l'cha. You want to get, you want to be able to go and hold something that's not move on l'cha. It's not possible unless you're a person who stresses, who exercises muscle of rachobas ani. You become a person who's move rabriyas, you make room for other people. Let's take this step by step, Maisa. In the beginning of this man, we started off, and we spoke about how there's a tendency by people to not to work on things meirosh. As problems come up, all of a sudden, they start working on things, and it's way too late. You have to become a gebuyta person. A person who works on his midas, a person who inculcates himself, keseder, in his day-to-day lives, in a way that he's a gebuyta person, he can become a big person and a proper person. And the sugya of Amunah was one of the main things that we had in mind. Nara Yisi, I don't know, Gamza Kanti, Mamish, Abra, I'm older than Onar. And one of the most important things for a person, we spoke about how important it is to be a Yid. That's true, for sure. But even how important it is a person, the Pasha should be a good, healthy, functioning person. I'm now talking to your Ani. One of the most important things, one of the most things that's not shaykh to be a healthy person is without emuna. The goyim that don't have emuna, the chilayim that emuna, and unfortunately many unworked on people that are in the Haredi community, that they don't have emuna, nebuch. And if you don't work on yourself when you're a younger person, you're not going to be able to pull that emuna when you need it, and you need it all the time. How chaval it is. We call it Kadosh Baruch Hu. In Tefillah, we call it Kadosh Baruch Hu. Tzureinu. Tzur Yisrael. Tzur Chayenu. One of the first things we say in Moedim. And Toh Hashem, again, Tzur Chayenu. Hashem is a rock. What does it mean, Hashem is a rock? Hashem is a rock means that Hashem is our constant security in life. That's what gives us a later life. Because a human being, me and you, can never hack it in this world. We can never show it in this world. Ourselves, we are so lost, it's pathetic. The only thing that can hold us is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And how does HaKadosh Baruch Hu hold us when we have Emunah? Maybe, I'll try to mention, I'm not encompassing everything, but maybe three basic aspects. How a person in life, you try to go through life with that Emunah, your life is pashut, no other way to describe it than Gehenim. First of all, Pchadim, and Laz, anxiety, and tremors, array, anything in the future that hasn't been decided yet, anything in life that we want, that we're interested in, any person who has a little bit of a lathe is nervous. And the more is at stake, the more nervous you get. I spoke to recently, someone who's a therapist, a school therapist, school therapist today. The numbers that the average kid in a class, the numbers are frightening. I remember now, was zikr close to more than 50, something about 50% of anxiety problems in a regular elementary school, Beis Yaakov. Life is filled, everyone has anxiety, trauma. I said this many times, but it's true, I can avoid it. The stakes only get higher. I see more and more kids, more things going on. Do you know how many things, how many details in your life? And us and our wives were full of drama and anxiety. Do you think a human being could bring security in his life? Could he? Does he know? Until Nevuah, does he know? How does he know what's going to happen? How do you know what's going to happen? I'm not talking about Agav, but my Muzgar, someone who, in a certain, whatever, something happened to his life, Taitaka, it's on the border, beyond the border of traumatic event, and it becomes unhealthy, he has to go. That's not always Negeret Emunah. I'm just saying a disclaimer. There are sometimes, it's not always Geheret Emunah. But a lot of times, most of the times, even if you go to certain traumatic events, the sugya does have to do with Emunah. First sugya, base, mishaps. Things we've spoken about many times, we've quoted many times. There's Sefer Yosher, Rabbeinu Tam says Sefer Yosher, is that any Oivet Hashem who wants to be a big Oivet, he's supposed to get up in the beginning of the day and say, hey, today, there are going to be a lot of things that don't go the way I wanted. There are going to be a lot of things. He says, the Oilam is Neveh Atlois. It's a path of mishaps. How many times did the day go like you wanted? Just the perfect sugya. Saris Machs Roshosein. Yechavuza gets six for 3 days. You're waiting for Chazara and your in-laws come that week. When does it end? You plan a chasana, all of a sudden it's raining on the day of the chuppah. Everything you planned, you know? He calls them many times, shinuyim. He says, the world of full of shinuyim. You get caught off guard. You plan because the HaKadosh Baruch Hu made us the way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made us that we plan. We plan all the time. Every day is planned out. And come out every day, there's changes, unexpected mishaps that we do. Zucker being the time you get totally caught off guard. That's a person without Emunah. And then you're lost. I was coming into the wedding, I was expecting this. I was setting up for the Kiddush, and all of a sudden the ladies section, the Chmechitza doesn't come, and you're gone, you're lost. And the third example is what we spoke about last week. The third example is when Chas V'Shalom Tzara happens. When the Tzara happens, like we spoke about last week, there are some people, and that's the natural trajectory. They're lost. They can. These are three situations you have to access emunah. And the emunah that we're speaking about, it's not enough to believe. If you're a maimon ve'ein oy maimon, it won't help you. Ki uzeh. You need to have a reality. Dvar Hashem. Hashem's reality has to become a reality by your own maproti. And the problem is that many of the people I said, chaval and emunah, the same people, never learned how to get out of their world. How many of the chevri here, when Yechavrusa comes in with his pshat, how many times do you work with his pshat? How many chavrusas over here have the ability? Tirgam arova aliba d'abaya, abaya aliba d'arova, Rish Lakish aliba d'arova. How many people do that? How many people are good at working with other people's pshat? How many of you over here are able to work with a kid who doesn't work like you? Think every kid is going to work like you? How many kids are able to work like you? What does it mean to work with a kid? One marshal is, you give him a job. You give a kid a job to do, they're going to do what they want to do. You think, if I give a meshiv, I'm magachir, and I give a meshiv a job to do, I have to be 100% muchan to realize that he is not meh or seger. And he's going to do things the way he works. Why do I see that 90%, before I say 80%, but I'm being honest with you, why do I see that 95% of Magidei Shirim, Rosh Yeshivas, parents, can't work with other people? They have no ability to work with other people because we're stuffed in our noichistic world. We don't have the ability to work with other people. I see it all the time. And there's nothing to do with right or wrong. You could be right. You could be much more worked at than your meshiv. You're the Rosh Hashiva. I'm sure you're much more worked at than your Magid Shurim. You're the boss. I'm sure you're much more experienced than all your workers. But you have the ability, hello? There are hundreds of other people in the world, right or wrong, it doesn't make a difference. They're Mitziyasin and they're Chai, and you have to be able to work with them. If you can't work with them, that means you don't have the ability to take a Mitziyas that's beyond you and live with it. How is a moon supposed to fill your world? How is the moon supposed to fill your world? How is this Beis Yaakov and Yeshiva Bacher, when Chas V'Sholem something happens, when the Yeshiva Bacher doesn't find a Shidduch for 5 years, how is he supposed to live Be'emuna? How? In his small world, it doesn't make any sense. No, it's not L'toiv. It's the biggest nightmare that ever happened in the world. How is he supposed to live with Kol D'Machmanot Av L'Ovid? If when he lived his life, he lived with a bigger life, he lived breathing in other mitzvahs, then the data yom bebi ha-shavoyis al-vavecha. This is so we're talking about now. I want to be masmich on a word, a famous word. He's talked to me b'shem b'motu pagamansky, b'chon l'vrocha. I know it's a motu pagamansky, it's known as the Ilui from Tells. All the G'dayla Europe talked about him by Rotsa G'dayla. It's the famous word. The background of the I always heard the word. I just recently saw the background of the Maisa. Maisa is that he didn't have wasn't zeicha to children. And right after the Holocaust, one of the things he did was he took on to Mal Yisoymen that were survivors, found Yisoymen, and he went and arranged a mila. So one time he arranged a mila for a certain child who was in a town, and he hired a mile, and he found at the town, and they were on the way in the train to the mila. And Kedarkam Shel, or Tamid Chamit, was talking learning the whole time with Ismail. And they got Tzvachach in learning, and they missed the stop. They missed the stop of the town. It's on the next town. The Moel Chapt, when they got to the second town, they got the next town, the Moel Chapt. And right away, he screamed out, Oi, Mom and Fablonjit! Means, we got lost. And the Moel Chapt right away is, Fablonjit! Mom and Fablonjit, we got lost. A Yid never gets lost. A Yid gets lost, he says. If a Yid takes the wrong exit turn off a turnpike, off a highway, he got lost. What do you mean? So to Ramban, Mishen Maimon, Shekol Dvoreinu, Ein Bohem, Kol Dvoreinu Mikreinu, Ein Ben Teva, Minik Shal Oilam Klal. And he gets lost. Explain a little bit what he's saying in a second. And this is the word. He said the word. It says, Maisu with Hagar. Avram Avinu sent Ishmael out of the house after Sarah prodded him. He sent her out of the house. And Hagar goes out of the house. Sent her with the Chemes Mayim. The Pasuk says, Vateilech, Vateisa, Bamidbor, Ba'er Sheva. The Pasuk says, she went out and she wandered. She got lost. Vateisa. Teisa is a lotion of wandering over here and near, looking for the way. Vateisa. Zokurashi, Shechozra, Migilule, Avia. Lashon of Chazal, Mikan, Shechozra, Gulia. At this point, we know she went back. She was originally from Bais of Adazor. She went back by Adazor. In the Veltz Matamaya, who stayed? Where does it say anything about Teisa? Anything about the Teisa? Soklamoto Padoansky. Soklamoto. If she would still remain Bemunosa, she wouldn't feel lost. Teisa, she got lost. She lost her Amuna. A Yid, she's lost. It's for a reason. Everything is for a reason. I got the Maisa is a happy ending. The Maisa of Makabal Maisa is a happy ending. Taka to the Maisa. But a Yid doesn't get lost. What's the title of the Maisa? A Yid doesn't make mistakes. A Yid doesn't make mistakes. Of course, everyone makes mistakes. The question is, do you feel lost? Do you feel abandoned? Sometimes you go to a person and he's totally lost. He feels like no one's with him. Sokramoto, a Yid. A Yid knows that the Eibishter brought him where the Eibishter thinks he's supposed to be. I, in my protest, of course I got lost. They messed up their plans. It was very, probably, it was a big pain in the neck. They had to probably go weird. Of course they got lost. You don't think you get lost. But Yid doesn't feel abandoned. I'm taking this word a step further. We just said there are three areas, I'm taking this idea of Teisa, that a human being, he's lost in the navigation of this world without Emuna. We have to be boydik and we have to push us to work on developing a muscle of our Chovosani. If not, we are going to be lost. We are going to be lost. If you want to know, again, I'm borrowing certain circumstances. If you want to know what creates security in life, it's bitochen that comes from Emuna. That's the only thing. Everything is nerve-wracking. Every time a kid gets sick every month, they get another stick. Kids are a woman's system. You know how many things go wrong all the time? It's not shaykh. Vateisa. There are so many from you that unfortunately, Vateisa. They feel lost. Emuna, what's the answer? These people, unfortunately, they're regular people. They're not Rishoyim. But they live their life as self-absorbed people. And then they want to have Emuna. It lasts. The moment they say it, it doesn't develop in their life. It doesn't live. Like we said last week, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Avraham Avinu out of his world. I said last week, it would be beautiful if Avraham Avinu could stay there, in Jupiter, up there on top of the Mezolas, not in this world, and still have to believe they could have children. That would be beautiful. But he has to come back down to this world and face the doctors with all the tests and everything. And everything that goes in this world, and he has to continue to believe. This mother, who for a week lost two children, Noramot Pigua. She sounds like, funny, I don't know her anyway, I don't know her personally, Bachal. Sounds like an amazing lady. To say, that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave you a gift, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave you two children. And what I heard she said, she gave them to me Baha'u, he gave them to me Ba'avra, and he took them Baha'u. You could say that. I'm not talking about her. I think it sounds like she lives it. But everyone here knows to live it day in and day out. When you have a lave, that's a fleshed lave, and that lave, the child, is her whole mitzvah. Everyone knows that has to be, that your emunah turns into reality. It seems like this great lady, her emunah is real. Kinera, she is a lady who's a nice. We need this, and in so many situations, we shouldn't know of tzar, we shouldn't know of challenges, but the emes and this is, for someone who has emunah, this welt is a lichtige welt. When Hashem is Tzur Chayenu, you're prepared for the mishaps in life. You're not lost. You have a clear veg. When Dvar Hashem Asuya, this is what you have to have. When trying to impress in this whole man is we have to start working on ourselves. It's not possible to pull out the Amunah card when the plane is going down. It's not possible. It's not possible to flip it out when you have trouble in your kid's shiduchim. It's not possible when you have trouble in shalom bayis. Care. Your problem with shalom bayis usually is because you can't live with other people's words. This muscle that Avraham Avinu had, Avraham Avinu who saw the malachim, he was talking to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, he saw Avraham Avinu, he had sensors, he was living with other people. Avraham Avinu, everyone, Hashem, everyone was oymid olav. He was a part. He didn't see himself as before everything. He lived, he was in all of the Nagriyas. He was the one who had Amuna. Someone with Amuna, he lives in a Batuach world. He lives in the Ebishtis, Lichtige Welt. He lives with Soy Yisrael. Shtaka Mischazik, we're trying Mischazik and Marchevani, and the Oisei Mida, and we're Zeichet to the Amuna.